Well, it's good to be with you again today, everybody. We thank you for tuning in, for those who send little texts to encourage us as we seek to encourage you. We really appreciate that. We are praying much for our land at this time, for our world at large, and for God's people, for our friends, our families, and our loved ones, and also praying that God will move in these days by His Spirit and bring many people to the Saviour's feet. John chapter 18 records an account just before the Lord goes to the cross. And it says in verse number 1, when Jesus had spoken these words, He went forth with His disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into the which He entered with His disciples. The Kidron Valley is situated just between the Temple Mount and the Mount of Olives. And in that Kidron Valley there was a garden. The name of the garden was Gethsemane. That denotes the place of the olive press. The Lord often went there with His disciples, and the disciples often went there with the Lord to pray, to meditate, to think about the things of God, to fellowship with their Saviour. And we often think of that old hymn, I come to the garden alone. And it's good to spend time alone with the Saviour. But here before going to Calvary's cross, we have the Lord in the shadow of Calvary. And He enters into this garden with His disciples. The reality is that most of them stayed at the gate. Peter, James and John went in a little bit further. But even they in the garden fell asleep. And they missed one of the greatest prayer vigils on the face of God's earth. Because in that garden, the Lord began to pray about the cross. And the cup was presented to Him in the garden. Now that cup represents our sin, the wrath of God, and the justice of God against our sin. Everything that was repugnant to the Saviour was in that cup. My sin, in all of its blackest hue. And as the Lord looked into that cup, and as He prayed, He uttered those remarkable words, Father, if Thou be willing, remove this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not My will, but Thine be done. And the Scriptures would indicate that He repeated that prayer and said the same words on three different occasions. It's never wrong to re-echo the same prayer as long as it comes from the heart. Sometimes the enemy would tell us if we pray the same thing, pray about the same issues, oh, that's vain repetition. Repetition is never vain if it comes from the heart, because the Lord re-echoed the same prayer on three occasions in the garden, just as Paul re-echoed the same prayer three times for that thorn in the flesh. But really the heart of the prayer is that of consecration, surrender, commitment, going through with God. Yes, the Saviour in His flesh, in His humanity, expressed His burden to His Father that this cup is something I don't even want to look at. He's of purer eyes than to behold iniquity and canst not look upon sin. And yet He said, nevertheless, not My will, but Thine be done. That's how the Lord taught us to pray. Father, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And there is the Saviour going through, fulfilling His Father's will by going to the cross and taking our sins and our guilt and our shame upon Himself. And that's a prayer that we need to be able to pray ourselves. Yes, we bring our burdens and our needs and our desires before our Father in prayer, but it's so important to be able to pray, nevertheless, not My will, but Thine be done. C.T. Studd, the famous English cricketer, before he went to the mission field, felt the call of God to absolute surrender. And he uttered those remarkable words, if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for Him. George Matheson wrote the words, my will is not my own till Thou hast made it Thine. If it would reach the monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. I know that in these days we all have our desires, our wants, our wishes. But let's follow the Saviour in His example. And let's re-echo that prayer. Lord, not my will, but Thine be done. Really, that's the essence of Christian living. That's what a sinner needs to do when they come to the cross. Lord, let Your will be done in my life. Just as Saul of Tarsus prayed, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? Surrendered life. Have you surrendered your life to the Saviour? God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us again today.